Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Protect Your Light, a practical guide to energy protection, cleansing, and cutting cords by George Lizos, narrated by Patrick Lawler. Introduction. You're a sensitive light worker on a journey to find your life's purpose and live your best life. For as long as you can remember, you've been an empath with an acute ability to pick up on other people's emotions. As a result, your friends, family, and sometimes complete strangers open up to you because they feel safe in your presence and they know you'll understand and support them. Your sensitivity has been both a blessing and a curse. On the one hand, the ease with which you can understand and communicate emotions makes you a better friend, parent, partner, and teacher. On the other hand, your sensitivity makes you prone to easily attracting negative energy from people and your environment. You often unknowingly take on other people's problems, absorbing their pain and making it your own. Consequently, you get overwhelmed easily and can't socialize for too long. You also avoid hanging out in large groups of people and need plenty of time to rest and recalibrate following social engagements. You've often found yourself saying things like this: "I live out in the country and I always feel so overwhelmed when I visit the city. I feel drained when I take the train during rush hour. There is this person at work who despises me and I often get terrible headaches after interacting with them." Sometimes simply standing next to a stranger in line at the store makes me feel inexplicably irritated afterward. Whenever I chat with this one friend, I feel part of her energy stick to mine. I almost always feel depleted after visiting a hospital. I feel suffocated when I chat with certain family members during holiday gatherings. Using social media used to be a fun way to connect with friends. Now, whenever I log in, I often feel stressed out and depleted. I got a terrible pain in my stomach after arguing with a person in a Facebook group. You have a basic energy protection practice, but it's not always effective at keeping you safe. You often sage to clear your aura and house, use crystals to keep your energy high, ask Archangel Michael to protect you, and shield yourself with white light when surrounded by negative people. Although you're confident that the tools and processes you use work, more often you feel that they're not always enough to keep your energy cleared and protected. You're ready to level up your energy protection practice. You want to understand how energy attack works and learn advanced processes that you can use to both clear and shield your energy. You're ready to go beyond basic cookie-cutter energy protection processes and adopt a more intricate and personalized approach that safeguards you against external negativity, allowing you to live your life and follow your purpose confidently and fearlessly. Most importantly, you want to be able to use your empathy and intuition to connect with and support others, while still being in control of your energy and knowing that being there for others does not need to come at a cost. It's my promise that by the end of this book, you'll go from feeling unaware of, unprepared to face, or vulnerable to the different types of negative energy, to feeling knowledgeable and empowered. You will also have a spiritual toolkit of processes that you can use to clear and shield your energy both off and online. How to use this book. Protect Your Light presents a practical 7-step system for clearing and shielding your energy, so it's important that you go through the chapters sequentially. The reason many clearing and shielding processes don't work for many people has less to do with their effectiveness than it does with these people lacking a structured system for dealing with negative energy. First, not all negative energy is the same, and so different types of energy attachments require you to use different tools and processes to clear and protect yourself from them. Second, our energy field is as complex as the human body. Thus, managing it requires us to have an in-depth understanding of it. Protect Your Light will provide you with a comprehensive understanding of the various types of energy attachments and your energy field, and will guide you through a proven formula to clear and protect your energy. This book is divided into the following four parts. Part 1, Energy Protection Basics, discusses the need for energy protection, the symptoms of and vulnerabilities to energy attack, and the 7-step process for clearing, shielding, and strengthening your energy. Additionally, it equips you with the foundational tools of energy protection, such as centering, grounding, scanning for energy attack, and connecting to your innate protection power. Part 2, Clear Your Energy, introduces a series of practical meditation-based processes for clearing energy attachments. You get to cast a sylph storm, use dragon's breath, take unicorn showers, and create cleansing sacred water potions to clear and purify your energy. Part 3, Shield Your Energy, presents the 3 types of shields, the degree of protection they provide, and guidance on how to layer them for maximum protection. You get to shield and strengthen your energy by bathing in the violet flame, by wearing a golden pyramid of light, by amplifying your energy with the rainbow ray, and by creating your own protective amulets and talismans. Part 4, Protect Your Energy Online, discusses how energy attacks manifest via social media and the digital landscape, and provides you with practical energy processes for protecting, clearing, and shielding your online presence. Since this is a practical book, on many occasions I ask you to take pen and paper and write things down. As a result, it will be beneficial for you to have a journal dedicated to this journey. Whether it is an electronic or a physical one, the journal will help you keep all the processes in one place so you can keep track of your progress and revisit the practices when you need to. We're in this together. I'm fully committed to helping you get to the finish line, and I want to be there for you every step of the way. Here's what you can do to help me support you on this journey. Join my private Facebook group community, Your Spiritual Toolkit. This is a safe and supportive community of like-minded lightworkers who are all on this journey with you. Use this group to ask questions, contribute answers, and share your journey through the book. I'm actively involved in the group, and I'll be there to cheer you on along the way. Follow me on Instagram, at George Lizos, and keep me posted on your progress. Send me DMs and tag me in your posts and stories using the hashtag #ProtectYourLight. I read all of my comments and messages and personally reply to everything. Download the Protect Your Light resources at georgelizos.com/PYL. These include a checklist of all the processes in the book that you can check off as you complete them, along with downloadable guided meditations of many of the processes. I look forward to hearing from you and supporting you along your energy protection journey. I have every confidence in you, and I can't wait to see you live your most high-vibe life. Part 1. Energy Protection Basics. Chapter 1. What is energy protection? Take a moment to remember yourself as a child. Without overthinking it, allow yourself to go back to your childhood and get an idea of how life looked then. How did you feel most of the time? How did you spend your time? What were your hobbies and interests? What about your dreams? What was your take on yourself, other people, and the world? Would you say you were optimistic or pessimistic about the future? What were your beliefs about life? Were these mostly positive or negative? Now bring your attention back to the present moment and ask yourself the same questions. How are your answers as an adult different? If you're like most people, the way you think, feel, and respond to the world now is miles away from the way you did in your childhood. Somewhere along your path, you've strayed from your purely positive, all-loving childhood self, and you've been brought into a world of doubt, judgment, and limiting beliefs. There are many reasons for this. To begin with, you were brought up in a society based on rules, structures, and expectations. Your parents, the school system, and society at large indoctrinated you with the frameworks of good and bad, positive and negative, right and wrong. You were taught to be a good kid, to play by the rules, and to follow certain systems and formulas that supposedly guaranteed success and fulfillment. You were asked to ignore your intuition and instead trust in other people's expertise and know-how. As the years went by, new factors were thrown into the mix. You made friends, went to college, discovered your sexuality, got into and out of romantic relationships, had fights and arguments with friends, moved, changed jobs, traveled the world, and so on. In essence, in the period of time between your childhood and the present moment, life got increasingly more complex. As a result of these complexities, you were exposed to all sorts of energy, and you made all kinds of connections to people, places, and things. Each place you've visited, person you've met, and object you've interacted with left an energetic imprint on you that has shaped the person you are today. Just as the ocean shapes the coast and constantly transforms the way it looks, the energetic ocean of your life's experiences has shaped and transformed you. More specifically, the person you are today, along with your thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and actions, and the reality that you live in this present moment, your job, relationships, health, and general quality of life, are the result of the energetic programming, experiences, and attachments you've been exposed to. Although you may believe that the way you think, feel, and behave right now is who you truly are, the truth is that your authentic self is closer to the one you were as a little child. In other words, your authentic self is the purely positive, all-loving, and carefree child you once were. When you came into this world, you knew your happiness, worthiness, and loveliness, and you knew what your life's purpose was, too. Your intention coming into this world was to use the knowingness of who you were to create a life that reflected it. Your intention was to think thoughts, feel emotions, and have beliefs that cultivated and expressed your authentic nature. Your intention was to create a career that mirrored your life's purpose and relationships that aligned with your soul's values and beliefs. If you're not living this life right now, then you're not truly living your life. You're living other people's lives. You're thinking other people's thoughts, feeling other people's emotions, having other people's beliefs, following other people's purposes, and enjoying other people's relationships. Essentially, your life has been taken away from you. Energy protection is about taking your life back. Defining energy protection. I define energy protection as the art of being energetically authentic. It's about identifying and clearing what's not yours so you can reestablish your connection with your authentic self and then taking protective measures to secure your authenticity. Energy protection ensures that what's yours is yours and what's theirs is theirs. It helps you create boundaries between you and the outside world so that you can be in control of the energies that affect you. Essentially, energy protection helps you live a happier, more authentic, and more fulfilling life. By reacquainting yourself with your inner being, you get to think, feel, and behave from your inner being's perspective. As a result, your entire life changes for the better. You make healthy changes to your lifestyle, you take positive action to improve your relationships, and you take steps to align your career to your life's purpose. Most importantly, you feel safe as you go through life because you know how to secure what you create and protect yourself from unwanted people and energies. Energy attack and energy attachments. There are various terms that describe the energetic imprints left on our aura when we are interacting with people, places, and objects, as well as their negative repercussions for our health. For simplicity, I'll use the following two terms throughout the book. Energy attachments. I'll use this term to refer to all energetic imprints that stain our aura and energy after we interact with our surroundings. Other terms referring to energy attachments include etheric debris, energy stains, etheric cobwebs, psychic mucus, and psychic intrusions, among others. Energy attack. I'll use this term to refer to any adverse effect resulting from energy attachments. This is not to be confused with the term psychic attack, which is a specific type of energy attack. You'll learn about the most popular types of energy attack in Chapter 5. Energy protection is about ridding yourself of toxic energy attachments to prevent an energy attack using the following three steps. 1. Identify. Scan your energy and aura to identify the energy attachments staining your energy. 2. Clear. Use spiritual processes to clear the energy attachments from your energy to prevent energy attack. 3. Shield. Shield your aura using various protective energies with the aim of amplifying your natural auric defenses and warding off incoming energy attachments. Although these are the three essential steps to energy protection, you'll learn more about four additional steps in Chapter 6. A brief history of energy protection. Although you probably first heard about energy protection from spiritual books, New Age teachers, Instagram memes, and online spiritual communities, the art of protecting your energy is ancient. Many cultures around the world have used energy protection in one way or another to both clear and protect their energy, as well as the energy of their possessions and loved ones. In ancient times, the primary way energy protection was achieved was through the use of protective amulets and talismans, which you'll learn more about in Chapter 35. In ancient Egypt, the dead were buried with amulets and other tokens to support their journey to the other world, and scarabs were placed on the hearts of mummies to protect them against attack in the afterlife. The living employed talismans, amulets, the Eye of Horus and the Girdle of Isis being two popular ones, crystals, and various prayers and incantations to protect against external attack. In ancient Greece, spells and amulets were used to both curse and protect people from danger and harm. The infamous curse tablets, found during Roman excavations in modern-day United Kingdom, were spells written on lead, stone, and wax that were used to ask spirits to perform an action on a person or object, and were thus used as curses. To use these, all people had to do was pay a trained magician to cast a curse or binding spell against their wrongdoers. Aside from utilizing curses, people also often employed amulets, often depicting their intentions, sacred inscriptions, and figures of gods to protect them from danger and harm. During the Middle Ages, a proliferation of protective amulets in the form of bones of the saints, pieces of the true cross, and other artifacts promised to ensure divine protection. Many of these ancient and early modern protection rituals have persisted. In the Greek Cypriot Christian culture I grew up in, these bones, alleged pieces of Jesus' cross, protective oils, prayers and incantations, and amulets such as the Nazar are still used widely to protect against negative people and energies. The art of energy protection has persisted through time and space in response to the human need for safety and protection. As life and human relationships have gotten more complex, and as our understanding of how energy works has grown, so too has our knowledge of energy protection. The aim of this book is to get you up to speed on the art of energy protection and equip you with what I've found to be the most effective tools, processes, and rituals with which to protect your energy. Chapter 2. Is energy protection necessary? There are two schools of thought when it comes to energy protection. The first school believes that energy protection isn't necessary. From this perspective, since we are spiritual beings interconnected within a single web of divine consciousness, there cannot be any kind of attack against us. If we know and feel our connectedness with everyone else and the universe as a whole, then we cannot experience attack, for we cannot attack our own self. In other words, this school of thought believes that energy protection subscribes to and maintains a belief in duality rather than oneness. Therefore, needing to protect ourselves affirms our ego's false belief in separation from others and the universe, giving power to fear. Additionally, since our world operates under the law of attraction, putting attention on needing protection from something attracts rather than repels attack. From this perspective, the most powerful action we can wield against all forms of energy attack is shifting the way we relate to one another by embracing the notion of oneness. We achieve this by raising our vibration to the frequency of our higher self, who already knows and vibrates at the state of oneness. The case for energy protection. Although I agree that when we're fully connected to Source, we cannot experience energy attack, I belong to the second school of thought that considers energy protection an important and necessary practice of daily life. Here are my reasons. We cannot be connected to Source 24/7. Yes, when we're connected to Source, we know our oneness and therefore cannot be energetically attacked. But if we were meant to be connected to Source 24/7, then we wouldn't have incarnated into this physical world in the first place. We'd have stayed as immaterial energy consciousness, enjoying our connectedness to all that is. Instead, we made the conscious choice to incarnate in a physical world of duality. We chose to partially disconnect from our oneness and step into our ego, our physical body, hobbies, and personality characteristics. Our aim, incarnating as diverse physical beings in a diverse physical environment, was to allow for diverse interaction to create more of life and to expand human consciousness. Yes, our ego believes in separation and therefore cultivates fear. But that's why we were born with both the ego and an inner being that's here to correct and guide the ego. All our ego wants is to feel safe and protected, and energy protection is our inner being's way of providing that safety. Locking your door when you leave the house, setting up strong passwords online, and avoiding going out alone at night are all ways of helping your ego feel safe. Why would you treat your energy any other way? Sometimes it's easier to work with your beliefs than to change them. As I mentioned earlier, you get what you believe in. It's how the universe works. From this perspective, if you don't believe in energy attack, then it can't touch you. Your beliefs are your most powerful protection processes. That being said, if you do believe in energy attack, even if it's a minuscule percentage of your beliefs, then you're vulnerable to it. When I first started experimenting with energy protection, I was inclined to change my belief about energy attack so that I wouldn't need protection. I soon realized that it was harder to change my belief than it was to work with it. The path of least resistance in this case was to accept rather than try to change my belief. Don't get me wrong, there are limiting beliefs that are worth taking the time to release from our consciousness, but this particular one wasn't worth the time for me. The need to protect ourselves was instilled in us through thousands of years of programming. Since the beginning of civilization, humans have developed ways and processes for protecting their livelihood. And to this day, the industry of protection is a billion-dollar one. Think of all the habits we have, the actions we take, and the systems and technology we use to create a sense of safety. We set strong passwords online, we lock our doors when we go out, we wear warm clothes in winter, and we put sunscreen on when we go to the beach. Our country's legal, military, and police systems are in place to secure our national protection, whereas international politics and military alliances were set up to ensure that all countries coexist peacefully. The way I see it, our need to protect ourselves is so embedded in our DNA that it's almost impossible to completely deprogram it from our consciousness. Why empaths and lightworkers need extra protection. For these reasons, I believe that everyone needs to clear and protect their energy on a daily basis. That being said, I believe lightworkers need to be extra diligent with their energy protection practice and use more advanced processes too. Here's why. We're more susceptible to energy attack. Because we are more sensitive to energy, lightworkers are significantly more vulnerable to energy attack than most people. As a result, it's easier for us to feel for and receive other people's energy, as well as energy in our surroundings. This is a gift in many ways, since it helps us to connect with people on a much deeper level. However, if left unattended, this gift can quickly become a liability. Furthermore, because we naturally see the good in people, we frequently overshare ourselves, both verbally and energetically, with people who may not have our best interests at heart. As a result, we are subjected to more criticism, jealousy, and attack than the average person. Many people on a spiritual path have come to believe that shielding equals walling themselves off from other people and humanity at large. This couldn't be further from the truth. A shield is really a flexible filter that adapts to suit your needs and circumstances. It's a boundary that ensures your light is protected so that you can best use your light with those who need it. We're exposed to more energy now than ever before. Our world has become increasingly interconnected, meaning that we now engage with more people on a daily basis than we did previously, both in person and on social media platforms. Simultaneously, an increasing number of people are becoming aware of their psychic skills and the possibility of using energy deliberately. Although most spiritual seekers use their intuitive abilities appropriately, some don't. As a result, it is more crucial than ever to be fiercely protective of our light and energy. A lack of spiritual training makes us vulnerable to attack. Often people think that just because they're on a spiritual path and they're doing spiritual work, they're automatically well protected. This is far from the truth. Meditation, healing, self-hypnosis, and all spiritual practices and modalities require training, like everything else in life. When most people first start experimenting with spirituality, they usually open up their energy so they have a spiritual experience, but they don't close down afterward because no one tells them they have to. In truth, it is when you're on a spiritual path and you open up intuitively and energetically that you most need energy protection so you can properly manage energy and navigate the spirit world. Imagine driving a car without the proper training. Sure, you'll be able to drive around without a care for a while, but sooner or later you'll end up getting yourself into some kind of an accident. Managing your experience with spirituality, energy, and intuition works the same way. Our purpose is too important.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?